Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we are very pleased to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Kathleen Curran-Monroe, the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here.
It's nice to have you with us once again, and we've been friends and doing this for a number of years now, probably 7 or 8 years since I've met you and we started doing these shows.
Yes, it continues to be a great time for both of us.
Now, the Westminster String Ensemble is a new name for a group that's been around for about 15 years, right? Is that correct? Is it not a new name?
It's a new name and it's a new group.
Oh, okay.
I have some members. Formerly, I was the director of the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble, and then I started my own organization. So I have some of the children from the other organization, but I have also new members. So we have a new name and a new start.
Well, I you see, you confused me because your press release says 15th annual. So that's why I get a little bit confused in how this works. So it's actually going back to the days of the Musica Dolce Youth Program, right?
Yes.
Because you're going to have a Halloween concert.
Yes, it's the 15th Halloween concert.
Right.
The Westminster Youth String Ensemble will be performing, but it's actually the 15th annual Halloween Afternoon of Music and Fun. So that's where the confusion started, I believe.
All right. See, I'm confused. I'm just going to call you Bubbles from now on, and then we'll...
Sounds good.
Bubbles is your nickname, right?
Yes, my stage name.
We've never talked about that before.
No.
How did that come about?
Well... I have no idea.
If this was television, people could see your face getting a little red right now, but it's not. So we'll go on with Westminster Youth String Ensemble, and the Halloween performance is going to be on Sunday, October 25th, and the festivities kind of start at 1 o'clock because you're having a little gathering that has mask making.
Yes, we have mask making. We have a mask making station with all kinds of creative things for children to make masks. And we then have the concert, and then we have refreshments, and it's all free.
All free?
Free for the community. A free event.
Wow.
Which we have. It's sponsored by a wonderful woman who is our angel, Marion Palm, and it is an annual event that she has sponsored for 15 years.
This is at the Westerly Armory. I was going to say the Westminster Armory, but that would be a long way away. This is at the Westerly Armory.
Yes.
And that's Railroad Avenue in Westerly, of course. And you're going to have a special appearance by some special guests?
Yes, the Big Nazo Puppet Creatures have been with us for maybe 10 years, I would say. And they always are so creative. It's like an interactive program where they perform along with us. We provide the music and they dance along with us, and they're always full of surprises. It's really fun.
So you get the concert, you get refreshments, you get mask making, and all of that in the Big Nazo puppets, all for free.
For free. Such a deal.
You said the mask making was for children. Could I get a mask made?
Yes, you could make a mask also.
So it's for everybody then.
It's for everyone. And then at the end of the concert, we have a little costume parade where we invite people to wear costumes. I always wear a costume, and the students in the orchestra do also. And then we invite you to join the Halloween costume parade, so you can wear your mask and parade, and the Big Nazo puppet creatures are the ones that lead the parade.
Now, I can remember a couple of years ago, you were Marie Antoinette.
Yes, I was.
So, see, there's always something going on.
Yes.
Special.
One time I was Gladys the Lunch Lady. That was a big hit.
Okay.
And I had a hairnet, and I had plastic gloves, and I conducted with a wooden spoon.
Kind of the way you look today.
Yes. Yes, this is my uniform.
See, people don't know what you look like because, we're, you know, here we are in the studio. But no, she looks very nice today. But that's the event that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to be talking about the Westminster String Youth Ensemble, and you've been directing music for a long time. It's music goes back a long ways. Your mother was a musician also.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but let's get to a piece of music that the your group has recorded. And this is a recording from a couple years ago, but what's the first piece? We're going to start with track number 6. And what is track number 6 all about?
Track number 6 is a piece entitled Twinkle Toes. It's a swing piece, and it's a variation, kind of a swing variation on Twinkle Twinkle, and it's by Tom Sharp.
You have an example of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, directed by Kathleen. And we talked a little bit, I mentioned your music goes back a ways in your family. Your mother was a musician, and is that where you got your calling?
Yes. My mother was Aurora Curran, and she taught in the Cranston school system for many, many years. She taught in 17 schools a week. And she was the first teacher to, from the state of Rhode Island, to study with Suzuki in 1962. They picked one string teacher from every state, and she was selected from the state of Rhode Island. So,
that's where you get your talent from. And you're a violin player personally, right?
Cellist.
I knew that.
Yes.
They look alike. It's just a little bit bigger, that's
yes,
all.
Yes, I'm a cellist.
Okay. And how long have you been playing?
I would say over 50 years.
Wow, and you're only 45 years old.
Exactly. It's amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing how that works out. You give lessons?
Yes, I do.
And how does that work?
It's great. I teach all of the strings, especially young, at the earliest level. I will teach violin, viola, cello, and bass. And cello is my specialty, but I never turn a young student away.
Okay. And if they want to get a hold of you, they can call you directly at area code 401-596-5225. We'll repeat that again later. But if you want information about the concert or concerts that are coming up, because there'll be several this year, or this event on Sunday, October 25th, you can give Kathleen a call. And there's also a website, right?
Yes, westminsterstrings.org.
westminsterstrings.org. Cool. And you can find out everything there, everything you want to know.
Yes, and you can even like us on Facebook.
Well, there you go. So all the modern conveniences.
Yes.
Let's get to another piece of music by the ensemble. And what's this one going to be?
This is Velocity, which was written by Brian Balmages. Very exciting, really energetic piece.
music by the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And Kathleen, as director, do you always have a relatively consistent number of people in the ensemble, or is it vary from year to year?
It varies from year to year, but I would say we have approximately 50 musicians every year.
50.
50.
Wow.
Yes, we have three groups, the Festival Strings, the String Ensemble, and the Chamber Players, and they're all according to ability level. And so we have a place for every student of every level, as long as they're taking lessons from a private instructor.
Okay, so the only criteria is that they be taking lessons.
Taking lessons between the ages of 6 and 18, and a string player.
And it doesn't have to, they don't have to be like a certain age to be in a certain group. It's by ability level.
Exactly.
You could have a younger one in the advanced.
Yes, yes.
Does that happen often? Or is it pretty much by age?
It does happen, but I wouldn't say often.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if I were there, I would probably be in the advanced.
Of course, you would be. Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
but it's a wonderful opportunity for children that are looking to get into a performance situation, right?
Yes, and a lot of times students are in their school organization, and a lot of times the students in school do not take private lessons. So these children that are studying privately are not finding that they're really challenged in the school setting. So we will allow that to mm-hmm. happen, to give them a more advanced opportunity, because they'll be with students of their same level and students that are studying privately. So it's a wonderful thing.
Let's go to another piece of music before we take our first break. What is this going to be?
This is Oh Wally Wally, which means the water is wide. It's a traditional British folk song.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Carter-Monroe, director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, out of the Westerly area, and they're going to be having a Halloween party and a great afternoon with special appearance by the Big Nazo Puppet Creatures at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue on Sunday, October 25th, 1 o'clock mask making, 2 o'clock concert, and then 3 o'clock or so refreshments and a costume parade and all kinds of wonderful things going on. We talked about some of the people that are involved in the organization as far as having 50 musicians, and that's going to be expensive to put a group like this together and do all these things. I know you mentioned you have an angel, if you will, a generous woman that gives a donation, but you're looking for other donations all the time, I would think.
Yes, we're in the midst of our major fundraising campaign for this year, and because we're a tax-exempt organization, any donation is tax-deductible. The students do pay tuition, although we do have partial and full scholarships that we do provide for students that need them. We also, the tuition only pays 25% of our financial expenses, so we really are eager to accept any donations people might want to give.
And they can do that through the website. If
yes.
they move to do so, they can go to westminsterstrings.org and find a place to donate there.
Yes.
Or call Kathleen and go to her house and bring her a bucket of money. That would
that,
work.
That would be acceptable also. Yes, thank you.
We're open to that. We're open to all those kind of things. Now, we've been listening to music that you've been providing. This is off of all that we've listened to so far is off one CD that was recorded, about a year or two ago?
Last spring, actually.
Last spring, okay.
Yes, last May.
This is new stuff we're
yes.
listening to. And that was recorded live because we
live.
Heard the audience clapping and everything.
Yes,
so no do-overs.
No, it was at the George Kent Performance Hall in Westerly.
Well, that's it's amazing. We're going to go to another piece of music now, and we'll listen to what you have to offer now.
This is the Bluegrass Ball by Bruce Chase.
Thank you.
Kathleen, the admission to this event on Sunday, October 25th at 1 o'clock is free, but if people would like to, they can bring along a canned good for...
Yes, to donate to the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. The Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center feeds about 700 families a month.
Wow.
It's a wonderful asset to the community, and they let us use their facility for very little, pretty much for free. So we're so indebted to them, and they're so wonderful to the community. So we ask that people bring a canned good.
So bring along a canned good or things like that.
A box of cereal, peanut butter, anything.
Yeah, that's great. And it'll go to the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center, and that's right across the river, obviously.
Yes, we rehearse there. So
okay, so you're an interstate group.
Yes, we are. We have students from Rhode Island and Connecticut.
Okay, I would think so. I mean, since Connecticut is 35 feet away.
Yes, so. Yes. But we have students even from Wakefield. They come to Westerly.
Oh, my gosh.
All the way from Wakefield. And we've even had students from Deep River, Connecticut.
That's almost a half hour away. Wow.
Unbelievable. Over the Gold Star Bridge to us, even.
There you go. So see, it's not just a provincial Westerly.
No.
You cover a wide area.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music. This one is going to be about what?
This is the Fantasia for Strings, written by Elliot Del Borgo.
Thank you.
Kathleen, we have time for one more piece of music before the next break. What will it be?
This is L'estro armonico, which means harmonic inspiration. It's by Vivaldi, and it's arranged by Bob Lipton.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Carnan Monroe from the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. We've been talking about their Halloween performance, which is going to be Sunday, October 25th, 1 o'clock mask making, 2 o'clock concert, and then refreshments and costume parade. And please bring a canned good or some donation with you for the Pawcatuck Neighborhood Center. If you'd like information about that, you can go to the website, which is westminsterstrings.com. bubblesmart.org. Or call Kathleen and just say, hey, Bubbles, how you doing? At 401-596-5225. We'll see if anybody calls up and says, hey, Bubbles, how you doing?
I'm sure someone will. Thanks, Mike.
Well, if they don't, I will. All right.
Okay.
One of the other things that happens is besides this this concert is you have a holiday concert already in the planning stages, and that's going to be a kind of a special event. You're doing something a little bit different with that this year.
Yes, this year for the holiday concert, we're going to invite adult members of the Westerly Band and also string players to join the students for a few selections for the concert. It's really rewarding for the young musicians to play with the adults, and the adults really enjoy being with the younger musicians too. So it's a community event. It's a wonderful thing, and we've done it in the past, and we're going to do it again for this December concert.
Great. So we'll look forward to that, and maybe we can have you back in before that concert, and we'll talk about that specifically. And we talked about the size of the orchestra or ensemble. What's the difference between an ensemble and an orchestra?
Well, an ensemble, it's kind of a smaller group of... an ensemble is just basically a group of musicians. An orchestra, if it's a string orchestra, it's all string players. If it's a full orchestra, it's winds and brass and strings.
Right.
So ensemble means to come together, just like a gathering of... And it's a string ensemble. It sounds nice.
So the way you grew up, you might call it, hey, you guys, get together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way I grew up, too. Right? But now we're classy, and we call it ensemble.
Ensemble.
Ensemble. Yeah. Okay, let's go to another piece of music by this ensemble and tell us what we're about to listen to.
This is entitled Variazioni La Folia, which is Variations on La Folia, arranged by Robert McCashin.
Thank you.
Well, Kathleen, an hour flies by when you're having fun, and it's great to be with you again and sharing the stories and finding out everything we wanted to know about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. And to everyone out there, please support this great group. It's going to be Sunday, October 25th at the Westerly Armory is where the Halloween event is going to be. Big Nozzle Puppets will be there. Everything is free. Refreshments are free. The costume parade is free. Autographs by Kathleen will be free. You're not charging for autographs, are they, right?
Not this year, no. But okay. I want to ask that people please wear a costume. It's really fun, really liberating to wear a costume. One year I was a pink crayon, and I was the most popular person at the event.
Wow, pink crayon. Well, that's very creative. And did you have pink across the backside of your pants, or is that a different
I was a crayon.
The whole thing.
One year I was a nun.
Did you have arms as a crayon?
Yes, I did.
Oh, see now, you know.
I'm sorry that that came with the suit.
But your head did come to a point. Right.
Yes, Mike.
Okay. You were about to say one year you were a nun.
I was a nun, yes. Right. And I had, the students were super respectful that day.
Well, I would think they should be.
I conducted with a ruler.
Well, I'm not going to get into that. But
Sister Francine was my name.
Sister Francine. Well, Sister Francine would like help with the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. If you're out there and you're looking for a good cause, why don't you volunteer to go and help the group? There's always something for people to do, right?
Yes, we always have projects, and we would love to have anybody who has some extra time, because it's a worthwhile organization. It really is, and to be involved with these young students is so much fun. They're wonderful kids.
We talked off air during the last piece of music about how you can change someone's life with music very easily. It happens all the time.
Yes,
and you never know when it's going to happen. So if you can't afford to donate, then maybe you can give some time. And if you can't give some time, maybe you can donate.
Sounds great.
One way or the other. So that's one more time, Westerly Armory, the place to be, Sunday, October 25th, 1 o'clock for mask making, 2 o'clock for the concert, then refreshments and your costume parade, and the Big Nozzle Puppets will be there. So it'll be a wonderful time. And you can get information by going to the website, Westminster Strings with an S .org, or call Kathleen at 401-596-5225. So Kathleen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Always fun. And we have one more piece of music to go out with. Tell us what that's going to be. Tangerine Rag or something like that?
The Tangerine Rag by Richard Meyer.
All right. And for all of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.